Talking of peculiar, has anybody had any odd dreams lately? Well, Maggie Gallup certainly has, and this one really got her thinking.
I recently had the most bizarre dream, which I will eventually divulge, but firstly, let's have a look at what dreaming is all about. I've been on internet again and discovered that although much research has been done by very clever folk over many years, no one really knows what dreams are or why we dream at all. But we all do, and the content of the dream and its effect on our sleep varies from person to person. Dreams are images, feelings and thoughts that occur during sleep. Oddly, some people dream only in black and white, while the majority of us do so in colour. We usually dream in the first person, as if we are telling the story from our own point of view. Dreams are always involuntary. They can be logical or totally incoherent and can cause the dreamer to be emotional upon waking. It is thought that generally dreaming will not affect your quality of sleep. Now comes the question, why can we sometimes recall our dreams as if the event had really happened, while at other times, although we know we have dreamt, we cannot recall what was happening? Many years ago, I dreamt that I was sitting by the fire in my parents' house, my childhood home, knitting. Nothing strange there, but I was knitting chickens. Yes, I was actually knitting real chickens out of proper chicken wool. Once I had cast off, at the beak, of course, it would cluck around the room. I finished up with a lot of chickens in Mother's sitting room. But my most recent and totally weird dream involved my old school friend Marie and me walking along Wellingborough High Street on our way to the Methodist Church. We stopped at the dentist because Marie wished to go in. The time, by the way, was 3:30 p.m. and we had to be at a meeting at 6. When in the dentist, I decided to make an appointment too. The dentist said I could come back at 3:50 p.m. and not to forget to bring two plastic bags. When I asked what the bags were for, she said, and I quote, "Your undies." Why, oh why, would I have to remove my undies is beyond me. But the depth of detail that dreams contain I find very interesting. By the way, the dentist was dressed in a grey tracksuit and there were two toy footballs and two babies' heads on the floor. I sat for a long time trying to solve the puzzle. The only connection I have is that earlier that evening I was talking on the phone to my sister, who lives in Wellingborough, and she mentioned the Methodist Church. And as Marie is a Methodist minister, my imagination had a party when I was asleep. I always go to sleep hoping that I will have a full night's sleep without the interruption of dreams. But when this happens, I often feel let down. Strange, but true. We don't do much dreaming at the WI. At present, we are preparing for our own climate conference, the WI being one of the first organisations to sign up to be part of the Climate Coalition, and we are now planning our own event in March. I'm looking forward to it and hoping that should we have to remove our undies, we will be asked to put them in reusable bags, not plastic ones.
Goodness, dentists, underwear, football, what is the world coming to?